Blog Talk Radio.
I love me some money. I gotta spend it, but I gotta stop.
coming, the money keep coming. All of these blue beans, I'm in love with the honey. I'm in love with the honey. I'm in love with the money. 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 I'm just the money. I'm just the money. I'm just the money. I'm in love with the money. I'm just the money. I'm just the money. I'm just the money. I'm in love with the money. Hey Jay, it's always a goddamn problem when you fuck with the Eagle Squad niggas, man. I don't know why they keep doing this dumb shit.
Come on, I'm
gonna come in. You know you fuck with the one on the DJ 7. Jay Smith, 7.
Oh, Keston, what I do wrong? I'm doing what? Oh, there I go. A little bit. Philly Shine Radio, live on a Tuesday. Tuesday. Can I hear me? There we go. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Got to get it popping. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Is this mic on? You can hear me? You can hear me? Or maybe it's the headphones. Oh, well, all right. As long as you can hear me, that's what matters. That's what matters. I have to get a fun Tuesday show going on, you know what I mean? Salute to all my special guests that's going to be in the building today, and as well as the return of my co-host, Miss Rosario Fashion. Melissa will be back in the building. You know what I mean? We're going to show some love today. Shout out to Gabrielle and Precious, TM Creation. Definitely going down, and A every day. And we're going to show some love to. There we go. Okay. Yeah, we're going to show some love to these ladies doing their thing. And shout out to my sister, Seaman Young. She let me check out some of her music she about to drop. And that's going to be crazy. So we're going to show some love to the ladies. And this is going to be about all ladies. But we got some music from some fly-ass niggas. You know what I mean? Shout out to the men that's supporting us. You know, I always say men times women equal success. You know what I mean? We got to definitely keep that unity together, stay working with each other. You know what I mean? Get this joint popping. It's about to be the summertime. You know what I mean? So much fun stuff going on. My boy just dropped a Sniper Season video. What? Sniper Season. Yeah. That's that fucking Sean King shit. That's the Sean King. Sean King Empire on Instagram and everywhere. Fucking working, you know what I mean? Real crazy. And speaking of work, y'all better get y'all working. Call us up 267-888-6019, 215-200-7554. But the showcase is going down. Bonnie and Clyde Showcase, Saturday, July 14th. Chuck's Alibi, real popping. I just met my homie Ebony, you know what I mean? My new friend. We just bonding over food and being healthy and whatnot, and Black, of course. But she said that's her birthday, so she's coming through. Stay slide on your birthday. You know what I mean? All you cancers, y'all welcome in the building. You know, favorite cancers, my little niece, my boy, the wheelchair bully. It's all about to go down. Lorenda's, that's my Spanish homies. I show them love too. It's a lot going down, but hit us up. The spot's only $25. You know what I mean? Come get your shit off. Do a song. Fuck with us. Shout out to Brooklyn Babs and E Nuts. You know what I mean? That's the real first reality show. You know what I mean, guys? Band. And making history because they kept their careers going, you know what I mean, on their own. So big salute to them. Can't wait to vibe out. Like I said, July 14th is going to be crazy. And, of course, the real hip-hop is coming back. Y'all thought we was leaving? Hell no. We already got Gilly solidified in the bag July 11th. You know what I mean? That's that Wednesday right at the V-Lounge. You know what I mean? With the scrippers. One of our own scrippers. You know what I mean? You got to get hired for this event. We not playing those games. Damn. I ain't going to complain. There's too much bullshit going on out here. Y'all don't know how to handle it. I need to get y'all shit together. Nobody told y'all how to handle shit when it's fucked up. Damn. Gotta kill people, gotta rob, gotta steal, like, you know what I mean? Like, gotta deal with your aggression another way. You got Donald Trump separating families and shit. It's just crazy everywhere you turn. And until people just really wake up, you know, really appreciate motherfuckers, they'd be all right. Like, Donald Trump said he wanted to do a space force. He like, we got the Air Force, We're going to give an equal but separate slash of force from fucking space. Handle Earth, okay? Deal with Earth. Stop trying to fuck shit up. Stop thinking that we could leave and go somewhere and fight aliens or something. This man is an idiot. Like, what the hell? Even if aliens are probably just look out for us, so, my opinion. That they, like, far, far away. I might not meet them because they got to travel. It's big as far. But let Donald Trump tell you, we'd be there tomorrow. This motherfucker's crazy. But, of course, we always got to have a catalyst and what's different. We had the XYDJ conference call yesterday. It was real, real lit. Shout out to Little Donald. You know what I mean? Little Donald from Atlanta. Real, real totally popping rapper and activist. You know what I mean? Does major, major things. Even his song that we heard last night, Do Better. You know what I mean? Really, really popping. Really, really dope, you know, inspirational and talented at the same time. He has music for, like, you know, suicide awareness, and definitely got to show love to people who really don't see love in themselves. Like, that's just when it really gets bad. So it's so much going on, and I just like that certain people try to give back and open up their eyes and awareness to problems that people have, and why not do it with some great, enjoyable music? You know what I mean? Shout out to the song I just played is a damn new song in rotation, Money Addict. Shout out to my boy I met yesterday as well, Slick P. You know what I mean? Really, really talented artist doing his thing. That Money Addict is very addictive to me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get that popping. I got a bunch of new music. Reed Dollar sent me some new music. My boy Brayvo Nardo sent me some music. You know, that's that Glock Aware family. Big ups to everybody that's really on the grind, popping, you know what I mean? I also met Shorty yesterday, So Precious, So Unique. Precious is my guest today, So Unique. I met her yesterday on the call, you know what I mean? Popping mom, doing her thing, and releasing music real crazy. And I got Nico Allen also calling up today as well. Real talented singer, songwriter, and producer. So that'll be definitely real, real popping. Looking forward to all that shit. Like, shout out to everybody. Even next week's guests are going to be real, real lit, but we'll get into that. Let me just take this music break real quick. You know what I mean? Get back to showing love for real, for real. Shout out to my boy Skip. You know what I mean? This is that hidden treasure. New shit.
I got it.
Thank you.
I was fucking with that shit, regular procession said, what's up?
That shit says,
yeah, that shit has me very concerned, like, life, bro. I said, let me get the fuck out of here. I was trying to make doctor real quick. Shit, crazy.
Shout out to everybody checking us out. Philly Shine Radio, We live on a Tuesday, you know what I mean? Melissa, Miss Rosario Fashions in the building, Honest Fire. We got a special guest in the building with us every day.
Hey,
we showing love to women all over the country, for real, for real. We also got Miss Nikki on the line. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine Radio, Miss Nikki.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. How are you?
You're welcome. You're welcome. Definitely shout out to you. Shout out to you, Ace. My boy Lucky in the building as well, representing DJs United. He introduced us to you, but introduce yourself to everybody that's listening.
Hi, my name is Miss Nikki. That's MZNICKY. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. All my social media is Miss Nikki, MZNICKY 513. I've been doing music since junior high. My album just dropped, and I'm on here to share it with y'all in the world. You know what I'm saying? So,
that's what's up. Well, were you here to also vibe out, you know what I'm saying? Say hello to Miss Rosario Fashion.
Hi,
say
Nikki.
Hello to every day.
Hey.
Say hello to
Hi.
Everybody in the Philly Shine Radio world. You know what I'm saying? What up? What up? Oh, yeah, you
Hi,
gotta say,
to everyone online.
Hey.
Here we go. There we go. Here we go. Well, we definitely going to show love and check out your music. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure Lucky got my email blasted. Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio, Lucky.
What's happening? What's good?
What's happening? I'm chilling. It's all good. Everything's good. I think you got to move the dot in the middle.
Move the dot
MZ.
In the middle? Okay.
Yeah, she's just an MZ, Nikki. Now, we chilling. We about to go in. And we also have a special guest in the building, A Every Day. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
welcome
y'all.
To Philly Shine Radio.
Good to be here with you guys. I'm so excited.
Let everybody know what you do and what brings you here with us today.
Well, I'm a fashion designer. I'm a Philly girl. So I came to hang with one of my customers.
Yeah.
And check her out.
Yeah, we definitely work together. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Melissa told me so much about, you know what I mean,
that's
not only your professionalism, but she wanted to, you know what I mean, broadcast people that's in our life. Like, that's what we do at Philly Shine Radio. We put the shine on what we like. You know what I mean?
And I love that. That's one thing about me. I love putting girls on. I love to hear what girls is doing. Everything that he's doing, I want to know about. I want to tell people about
and
it.
And she works with the youth a lot. I've seen that. She goes
That's
see, like,
my new favorite thing.
That she goes to the youth and you get to, like, talk to them and interact with them and stuff like that. So that's definitely, like, a blessing.
I'm like, oh, my God.
It's so scary, but it's like, when you get there and then you hear them asking questions, because I think they're so used to the regular path of life and not, like, a radio show host or, you know, a boutique.
Shit,
they're not used to different things. So when they hear people like us that do something different, it's like, what?
It's like a half a possibility.
But you know,
like, you don't have to be limited in what you do.
Yeah, exactly. Because then, like, at the end of the day, like, you'll be surprised who can relate to your music or what you're doing, you know what I mean, and inspire them. Most people
or
don't.
Or even kids and designers, because that's what you think. But you're not only the designer, you also, like, styled up. You also have merchandise. So you do, like, you
I
offer.
Try to keep it as different as I can for, you know, some people want it quick. You know, they don't want to wait. They need something tonight. So, you know, you need to come in. Or you want to have something different that's handmade. So I try to make it as different and do as many things as I can just to keep it different. Keep that money coming.
Well, I was going to say, like, most people, they don't understand, like, you know, where my talent is. Like, how did you find that that was your talent and, you know what I mean, wanting to be into fashion and everything?
You know what's so funny? I tell everybody, especially when I go to the schools and stuff like that, I started off as a slacker. For a long time, I was a slacker.
That's most kids, too.
You're a slacker.
I was a slacker.
And it was procrastinating.
Yeah, it was so bad. And when I went to college for fashion class, I didn't pay attention. I tell every kid that. Every
time
I go to school, I was like, I didn't pay attention. But it sucked because when I got out, everybody was like, don't you make clothes? Don't you know how to do this? And I was like, yeah,
so,
I went to school for it.
So it was basically people saying, like, you ain't do that for nothing, and then you were ready to show and prove. Now, I like that. That means you work well under pressure. You know what I mean?
So hold on. So you had to self-teach yourself then.
Exactly. That's exactly what I tell them. So I had to learn on YouTube. I had to practice. I had to get on my machine. Trial and error. And then it was years that I was
Hey, Lucky,
like, oh
I'm waiting
God,
for an email from
terrible.
You.
It's terrible. It's terrible. And then eventually I just practiced. But that's exactly what I do. I just self-teach myself because I was at school not paying attention. So that helped me teach the kids because I'm like, you think it doesn't matter?
It.
And then
it to
you
me
get
again.
Older and you're like, damn, I should have listened to her. I should have paid attention.
I should have paid attention.
Work with the kids.
But at least you got it done. That's like what's more positive. Stuff like that. You feel like, you know what I mean? Like,
even if you email.
Well, you don't have to talk into the joint. Just send it. Hey.
So I was about to say, she had like a slow start in the beginning. Like most kids, it's like, cause it's like, you know, you're just finding your way when you're a teenager, when you're early in college, like, who's right paying?
And it
like,
took me so long to get my footing because at that time when I started to do it more, my mom was like, you should just go get your own house. So I was working full time.
So,
I'm so
now
trying
you get
to
kicked
learn.
Out too. You're like,
right.
now I gotta get a place to live.
Right.
I'm
trying to learn how to do everything. And then I'm like, but I gotta be a grown woman. I gotta pay bills.
Now, Miss Nikki, can you relate to like having those type of pressures? Like, what would you say got you started with doing music or whatever?
Say it again. How can I relate to what, baby?
Like, you know what I mean? Being under pressure to just, you know what I mean? Like, perform and everything. Like, what got you started with doing music?
What got me started with doing music is people doubting that I couldn't do music. So, I always had a love for music and I always had to prove people wrong. So that's what got me started talent shows, and people just always because the ideal rapper is, you know, the ideal of what the media makes it be, and I was like, wait a minute, now hold on, you know what I'm saying? So,
Now I haven't heard your music. I don't mean to cut you off, but I know you hot because if Lucky is co-signing, he knows what's marketable and he knows what's hot now. I got to know, like, how did you end up working with him, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to get into your music and definitely, you know what I mean, stay tuned and follow you or whatever. But I definitely had to, you know, talk to you and include you in on today's show or whatever.
Well, yeah, me and Lucky go back from a mutual a manager that I had that, you know, kind of showed me more so the business side of it, my paperwork and my trademark. I did my own independent label, my publishing and all that. Music is my last album. I had Mia X from No Women on there. And I had Sean on there. So, but this album is called Hurt Feelings. And I got a little bit more features on there. So I got from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay.
I got Lantana, All Hustle, No Luck on there. I got Young Bleed on there from No Limit. I got a Young Thug, Young Dro. I got Flair.
What's the
release date
for this
project? Well, the release date was May 19th, but it'll be up online next week. I had the artwork I had to get it restructured, so it'll be online by next Friday. Digital downloads $9.99.
So, hey,
Apple Music, Pandora,
it'll be
online. Right,
hey,
support. You know what I'm saying?
Support.
All right.
It's all about support.
Well, we're going to check out your music. But before we let you go, please shout out your social media and all your websites. You know what I mean? Your YouTube so we can check out videos and everything. And I can't wait to even just keep, you know what I mean, featuring you on Philly Shine Radio. Salute to all your work,
yeah.
Miss Nikki.
So my social media is Miss Nikki MZ, N-I-C-K-Y 513. That's YouTube. You can just put in the Google search. And everything pop up, like 30 pages of pop up of me. Like 30. I said, the album. I need all the support. You know, it's going to be international. I've got my passport, so, you know, I got an independent tour coming up.
Yeah.
So I need all the support I can get. So that's why I'm on here with y'all.
Well, you got our support, you know what I mean?
That's right.
We definitely supporting you. I'm about to go in, check out this music. We just getting started supporting the lady today. You know what I mean? We got A Every Day. We got Gabrielle and Precious coming through as well. Yes, listen,
they're definitely doing their thing.
I love me and new girls doing their thing.
And then, hey, while you're here, I want to definitely check out some of your stuff. You know what I mean? I'm trying to look cute.
Yeah, please look. I'll go back.
Miss Nikki.
My icons is my icons. It's Mia X, of course, Queen Latifah, Missy Elliott, you know what I'm saying? I'm even claiming I'm going to do a song with them because Queen Latifah got the cover girl, though. You know, Missy Elliott is an icon, so you know what I'm saying. So,
you can get that done.
I said
you're going to
get that
done.
You put it out there.
You're going to get that done.
I already spoke
out there. Dream big. You need to get the Philly July 4th. 16th, we got Bonnie and Clyde's showcase with Bez Bunny and E Nuts. You know what I mean? It's going to be real crazy. You got to get on the road. Cincinnati ain't that far from Philly. Come check us out.
Oh, Charlotte. Oh, don't talk me, baby. Listen, you invite me, I'm there.
No, it's not talk.
Listen, yeah. We got you popping all the time.
Yeah.
We're
you line it up, I will be there.
I'm going to line it up. We're going to line it up. We're going to shoot it off.
Okay, and then you let me know if you need an outfit, and I got you, girl.
Yeah,
every
day.
Right up.
Exactly. I'm going to make sure that we all connect or whatever on social media. I try to connect everybody. You know what I mean? We could get that shit popping. But let's check out her new music. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my girl, Miss Nikki, live in the building on Philly Shine Radio.
Turn it up so she can hear it.
I'm
513 and Sean King Empire, that Sniper Season, real, real dope music. You know what I mean? Shout out to him. That video coming soon.
Yeah. That's funny. I
want to
be in the video.
Yeah, let me try
out.
Y'all can come be in Slick Rick. That's the next video.
You don't know what's called Slick Rick? Oh, okay.
You haven't been here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you haven't been here. She's not paying attention.
I'm like, hold on. Okay, y'all can tell me all of it, y'all. Yeah. Or just tell me
what
I got.
Okay. Well, you'll get to hear Slick Rick. You know what I mean? You guys just came in. Shout out to A Every Day, our guest that's in the building.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Fashion designer, boutique owner. Now, how can people be able to, you know, contact you to get some, you know, cute clothes or whatever?
So, you can hit me up on my Instagram, a.everyday. You can write to me on my stores page, which is shopplayeveryday, @shopplayeveryday. You can get to me on my email, abadswithinfo@gmail. I'm very accessible. You could shop my website, playeveryday.com. They will put all that up for you. But y'all can find me anyway. I answer at all crazy times.
2 in the morning.
People tell me I never sleep. It'd be like 6 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, and then I'm like,
you hear that
yes.
notification?
I'm
on it.
You know what? My phone is always on silent, but I'm always checking everything. Email,
oh my
email,
gosh!
Everything.
So you still do DM you at like that time?
I guys come at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and I answer every time.
You better.
I might be an hour later. I might be sleeping for once, but I will answer.
That's
you know,
definitely true because I definitely had DM'd you a couple of times. And regardless of whether I buy or not buy, or I'd be like, just for asking a question, she's keep on like, oh no, I'm not doing it.
People always tell me that they're like, please do a response. I'm like, I've got nothing to do but to answer y'all. And
right.
Y'all.
But you know what? But you know what? That's what's up because it that customer, you know, the satisfaction is missing from a lot of people's business. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. Like, you would think that somebody is going to care about, you know, their customer, and they don't. People don't care about the customer at all.
That's what I get all the
time.
They say, oh, I hit up this person, and they didn't respond to me. And I'm like, I don't see why. You're a customer. You know what I'm saying? I don't get why they wouldn't respond. But, you know.
Somebody at the door.
Okay, that's what I'm here for. Y'all come call me. I will answer.
Customer service is really important, especially
in
like the clothing industry.
And I actually came across your Instagram page with your clothes or whatever, actually. So Slay Every Day, I seen that, and I like the little like color block sundress, little layer.
Oh yeah,
down.
I have a bunch of crazy stuff. I try to cater to a lot of different people.
Shout out to Precious Gabriel in the building,
hey,
Wallace Wild in the building. Oh my goodness. I'm so excited. That's
all
my
girls,
sister.
All that energy.
That's my boo right there. What's up? Welcome. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Gabriella. Is it Gabriella?
Happy birthday. And happy 1 year anniversary, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's a lot of blessings coming your way.
Yeah, happy 1 year anniversary. Shout out to all women, you know what I mean, doing their thing, you know what I mean, coming from our city. Like, I feel like there's so many ambitious women, you know what I mean? And like, I really want to just bring attention to you all, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad that Wild Ash Wild stepped in. She's a banging entrepreneur as well as just model and artist, like, you know what I mean? Really, 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 really shows love and goes in. You know, we love to have you on the line. And I got some more stuff for you to check out for me.
She's like the weed expert. Anything you need to know about weed,
I'm about to
she got you lit.
I think I learned something from you. I think this is an indoor joint.
Like,
so I think I know at least that much. Wait,
she's about
to go check.
She's like,
yeah, you go. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Like, let's see what it is. She had to put her pocketbook down.
Like, hold on, what's going on?
She had to put her pocketbook down on that one.
What's going on? She's like, I know what this is. Hold up.
Open it up.
She's like, hold up.
Give me a second. Tell everybody what it is. Pass to the mic.
It sounds really good.
Yeah, tell everybody.
So, this is definitely here.
Is it indoor? Was I right about that?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I know what's up.
And
what's
you can tell there's something that's called trichome on the weed.
So right. Who knows the trichome, girl? What?
I'm on the weed, y'all.
It's trichome.
So, you know when you see something and it's like, oh, it looks really frosty or it's like a lot of crystals or something
yeah,
on it?
Yeah, okay.
That's called a trichome.
Okay.
That means that the bud has like reached its maximum like maturity level.
Oh, so it's mature.
That's what we want the weed to be mature.
More than mature weed. No baby weed.
There's a lot of trichome on
there. Okay, let.
I'm like, what the hell is
your trichome? Okay. That's what's up. Well, we're going to show some love.
So that means it's good quality.
That means I can roll this one up.
Good quality.
The last one, she was like, this is what you call Reggie. Y'all call
it
Reggie.
I thought that one.
I didn't quite say Reggie.
I know you didn't. I know it wasn't. But I felt like it was Reggie, like the way you said it, though.
Like,
yeah, I'm talking about it. And I'm never going to talk to him again after that.
Okay, what did he try to say?
Yeah, you know, it's that work.
They got loud and quiet as hell.
It was quiet as hell. See, they don't know I know. They don't know I know you, but I'm not that petty. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna, you know, be mean to him, but I'm just never speaking to him again. Like, don't tell me no bullshit.
Or give you the right price. Like, if you know what it is,
that's
the quality.
If you know what
it is,
don't charge me a lot.
Lord knows I'm gonna spend
that goes
with anything.
That goes
with
anything.
Real rap. Listen, only thing I buy cheap is my rap. Okay, you know, we'll spend some money for it.
We'll
spend some
shit.
Money for some shit. Okay, this is the cheap part. Everything else put inside of it is not going to be the cheap part. But like I said, a lot of what we're doing here today is just like, you know, bringing attention to, you know, talented women. You know what I mean? And what women do best: hair, fashion. Like, come on. But not to say that you guys don't, you know, come on now. You know, we got the boys that get it in.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all not here to die.
Some guys do.
Oh, yeah. Of course she's
that.
Of course she
is. Blueberry.
I mean, yeah, that's why the camera's still on while it's probably. She always brings me presents. You know, we're gonna get in. And actually, Melissa, I wanted to ask you, you know, how did you come across these two beautiful ladies that are also partners? We're gonna rotate.
Okay.
Let her get her thing. She's so sweet. She's ready to help our customers. Yo, you can be in the sister A every day.
See, I'm all about the help. Call me, help me.
You
need something, I got you.
You need fashion, she got you. Follow her. You need designer, she got you.
We all work together. That's what we
need. They do hair, you got Melissa.
Melissa, so tell us how you came across these ladies, because you already said.
Okay, so let me tell you.
To let everybody know, today's show was mostly set up by my co-host. I love her ideas. You know what I mean? She brings so much to the table. I gotta definitely put the spotlight on you. Welcome back, Melissa. How was school?
School is just right now, my semester.
Everybody like, they like, what, she don't like you no more? I'm like, no, she's in school.
No,
they thought it was an excuse.
No,
she was really in school.
I'm working on getting my master's at Ooh, I was taking summer while I took a little, right now I'm on break, but I'll be back in summer too.
Okay.
So if you know me, you know I'm always in school. I'm like that student, that's like forever. But long story short, how I came across Precious and Gabrielle. Well, I'm going to talk about Gabrielle first, because which is my nephew actually applied to Empire Beauty School.
Uh-huh.
So, what's her name? Khadija? What is that? I guess the intake person, something like that.
Okay.
It is. Yes, her. She was just like, well, she said he has so much options. And she was like, look at this hairstylist. She was one of the hairstylists that she pulled up. And I was like, oh, let me follow her. And it was another one. And I seen what she was doing. I was like, oh, snap. And then Precious and I, we go way back. Like,
hello,
middle school,
Precious.
Precious used to
so
get in trouble for, like, messing with my hair when
don't
I was in
school. Yo. Oh, wait. Melissa, you was one of those girls. Don't touch my hair.
No, I was not like for Precious to do my hair. I used to be like, oh, this feels good. Her teacher would be like, this is
flower.
So and then when I seen Precious link with Gabrielle, I'm like, this is a perfect power move.
Because
a lot of females don't never like to work with other females. Everybody's in competition, but I'm like, we can all work together.
You
so
know
when
what?
I seen that power move, I'm like, this is perfect. I was like, this is perfect. So then I reached out to Precious, and I was like, do you think we can get an interview going on? And I really didn't know you yet. And I was like, because some people you can't really approach. And in the hair industry, it's like, some people are like,
yeah, she's like, she's a superstar. Well, you know what? You a closed mouth don't get fed on many levels. You know what I mean? And then even, you know, closed minds should be ignored. You know, for certain women who don't want to work together, like, for whatever reason that they're brainwashed, and I'm going to put it out there that they're brainwashed. Like, you know what I mean? You got to enjoy people. You know, every religion says love thy neighbor. Like, why not support the neighbor that has the same vagina and titties? Like, come on, we got so much in common. Don't get mad. Like, you know what I mean? Like, let's support each other and really, really be there. You know what I mean?
And it's enough money for everyone.
Not even that it's enough money. Like, come on. Like, let somebody get money first, or maybe y'all can get money together.
Right.
One thing that I like to say, and then even for y'all two working together, it's one thing to get 100% and have your own, but why not get 20 or 50% 100 times with somebody? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, break that down and, you know, get money like business people. Like, you know, shout out to all the business people
works,
in the building.
You plus different people up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, my partner, you see when she comes. Me and my partner, I have a partner, her name is Memoir by Tiffany. She does personalized gifts and bags.
Yeah,
she does chocolate cover strawberries. So, you know, we came together, and I never saw her as someone taking away my money.
You got to talk into the mic, baby.
Oh, I always do that because I'm looking at y'all. But I never felt as though she was taking away my money, because if customers come in for her, they look at my stuff. And if my customers come in, they look at her stuff. So we were always kind of generating customers for each other, and it just worked. So I don't know why a lot of people can't do that, because maybe if you're busy one day, you can work someone better and vice versa.
And that's what definitely a lot of them feel like once they reach a certain point of followers, I should say, perception is true.
Right.
They know what it looks like.
Right. Wow. Logos, like all that, you know what I mean? And shout out to Sean King, Sniper Season, the video coming out.
Shout out.
And I got to show you Slick Rick. So you can get to know that. Do y'all drink? Like, we got some
wine.
I'm like, you gotta come here.
Oh, yeah, hugs and stuff. I'm getting some hugs. Don't want to wear.
Yeah, you want to take a picture?
Yeah.
Can you take a picture
of us
if you don't mind?
Sure.
Why do you
do? I got to take pictures with me, though, if I do it.
Okay, no problem. You work at the fit club? Okay, I can
take a
picture. I need to go to the fit club, too. All right. You got
good? I wish I could say that.
Come on,
Thank you.